Gemara Rishon and Daf Lamadalamadaf on the bottom brings down the Takana Rebivo that it was Misakin that when you blow the Shofar and Roshana, you blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. So basically, between the Tkias, we blow a Shvarim, we blow a Trua, and then we blow a Shvarim Trua. And what's the reason for all this? At the end of the day, the Torah only says Yerim Trua Yelachem. It just means the Trua. How do we get to Shvarim and Shvarim Trua? So the Gemara explains that we have a suffix. We don't really know what the word Trua in the Torah means. It can mean what we call a trua, which are very short cries. It can mean the shvarim, which are longer cries, or maybe it means both of them together, shvarim and trua, the longer cries that then turn into the shorter cries. And being that we have a suffix, we don't know which one it is, we blow all of them, shvarim, and then shvarim, trua, to be able to all the different shitas. Now the Rosh over here asks a very interesting kasha. He says, how could it be that we have a suffix in something like this that is done every year? Every single year from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, we blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. So we should remember from year to year, we heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, we know what a trua is. They definitely remembered it the next year and then the next year. So how could such a thing be forgotten? How could we forget what trua means if there's something that we do every single year and shul in front of everyone? It's hard to say that such a thing would get forgotten. That's the kasha of the Rosh and other Rishonim. And the Rosh brings down from Reb Haggain, Apel de Keter. So Reb Haggain says that nothing was forgotten, and Avada, they knew exactly what a trua is. And he says the truth is that there is no correct pshat over here in what trua is. It's not that one of them is a proper trua, one of them is not a proper trua. Really, all of them are proper truas. The Torah just says, blow a trua, which is a cry, and whatever, however you understand a cry, that is a valid cry. A shvarim is a valid trua, a trua is a valid trua, and a shvarim trua is also a valid trua. So what did Reb Avoh do over here? So the Reb Haggain said that at the end of the day, there are different kehilas, and every kehila did it a little bit differently. Some kehilas, the minhag was to do a shvarim. Some kehilas, the minhag was to do a trua. Sometimes the minhag was to do a shvarim trua. And everyone had a different minhag. And Reb Avoh felt that we should have one minhag. Everyone should be doing the same thing. It's not right that you have all these different minhagim. Therefore, he's misakin that everyone should do all of them. And that way, everyone will have the same minhag. Everyone will do both a shvarim trua, and a trua. That was the yesod of the Takana Reb Avoh, to be ma'achid klal yisrael, everyone should have the same minhag. And the question is, it's very difficult to understand. We know that throughout the year, klal yisrael has many different minhagim. All different kehilas have different minhagim. You know, this kehila does it this way, this kehila does it differently. And that's the beauty of klal yisrael. We have different minhagim. And we never find an attempt to try to be ma'achid everyone, to have one unified minhag. There's nothing wrong with different minhagim. So why dafka over here when it came to Shofar and Rosh Hashanah? Did Reb Avoh feel a need to make it that everyone does the same exact thing? What would be wrong if there's taka different minhagim? If they're all correct, they're all good, what's wrong with having different minhagim? And I think that perhaps the pshat could be like this. You find in what's the purpose of blowing shofar and Rosh Hashanah? What are we doing with the shofar? So with the shofar, Mam l'chakadosh baruch hu, this is how we make Hashem into the melech, as the Gemara says earlier in Daf Tzayin, that we say the malchus kedusha tam lichuni aleichem uvameh b'shofar. The shofar is the vehicle that we use to be mamlech Hashem. Now, when it comes to be Mamlech Hashem, how are we Mamlech Hashem? So Rashi says in Parshas V'zois HaBracha, on the Pasuk of Yehi B'shun Melech B'Sasef Rosh Yom Yachad Shifte Yisrael, it's like, Rashi, what does this Pasuk mean? Tavar Acher B'Sasef B'Sasfim Yachad Baguda Achas V'Shalom B'Neim Hu Malkum V'Loi Kishesh Machlekes B'Neim. He says, when Klaisel come together and we're Baguda Achas, we're one, and B'Shalom, there's peace between us, and there's no Machlekes, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech. But if there's Chalila Machlekes, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not our melech. So Rashi is saying that an ingredient for Mimamlech Hashem is that there has to be total shalom, total achdus, no machlekes whatsoever. That's our Mimamlech Hashem. So it could be that the pshat is like this. The rest of the year, if we have different minhagim, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not an actual machlekes. There's different minhagim. We're not arguing with each other. And it's fine. That's Beseder. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah Bevo felt that we have to be super makbid, there can't even be any shemits of a machlekes, anything that even looks like a machlekes, even though it's not a real machlekes, but they have different minhagim, and it could look like there's agudas, look like there's not achdus among Klal Yisrael. That would be a chisaron in the hamlacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you be mamlech Hashem, there has to be total unity, no machlekes, total achdus, and therefore Bevo went out of his way to make this takana that every single kilo will blow the same exact kailas. Everyone will blow the tashat, tarat, and tashrat, and therefore there'll be one minhag by everyone. It won't even look like a machlekes, and that way we can be mamlech Hashem properly on Rosh Hashanah. That could be the hesber why Reb Haggain understood that there is a special need to be ma'achid everyone on Rosh Hashanah. And I think that, lefi this, we could be mazber an interesting thing we find in the Bir Halacha. The Raman, Siman Tafkuf Pehe, brings down that when you blow the shofar in the Sif Beis, he says that you're supposed to toiv l'skaya b'tzad yamin im efshar l'skaya b'kach. He says it's good to blow on the right side of your mouth. Now, what is the makar of this din? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down one makar from based on where the satan is, different inyanim that he says, And then in the Bir Halacha, the Mishmur says another time. Another time I have to blow B'tzad Yamin. He says, Oid Shemati B'Shem Agayin, Ramir Simcha HaKayin. I heard another time in the name of the Ramir Simcha, who's the Ar Sameach, Tam Nachin. Another reason, because the Gemara Roshana learns out the Tkiya Shaifer from the Chatzaitzis HaMulchama. That's the Gemara over here in the Aflam Adalid. And we find by the Mulchama with Gidon that they blew on the right side of their mouth. Mimela, as a Zeicha to that, we blow B'tzad Yamin. That's what the Bir Halacha brings down. Another time, B'Shem Ramir Simcha. Now, it's been pointed out that this is something very unique and very rare for the Mishnah Berurah to do. The Mishnah Berurah cannot, never ever quotes a contemporary in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha. It's not something Kemat doesn't do it at all. And suddenly over here he quotes Ramir Simcha, who is a contemporary, they're alive at the same time, he knew him. It's something very rare for the Mishnah Berurah to do. And the question is, why did he do it over here? Not only did he quote him, but he's not even quoting a Halacha from him. It's not a Chiddush Halacha, it's a Tam, it's a reason for a Minig. He already said a reason in the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't have to add another reason in the Bir Halacha. It sounds like he went out of his way, Bedafka, to quote something from Ramir Simcha about Shaifer. The question is why? What is the reason for that? And there's a Messiah, there's a tradition that's been said over from Reb Shach and also from the Enoch Lach of the Chavetz Chaim, that there's some background, there's a story that was the background for this, what the Chavetz Chaim did over here. So there's a certain Asifa, there's a certain convention of Gedolim in Europe, and the Chofetz Chaim was there, the Samech was there, and others, and different issues came up. And there was one issue that came up where the Chofetz Chaim and the Samech did not see eye to eye. And there was a very fierce machlokes over there, how to be noig about a certain inyan, a certain issue. The Chofetz Chaim felt one way, the Samech felt differently, and they didn't see eye to eye. There was some chiluk yideis between them, and when they left the convention, they left with chiluk yideis, they still didn't see eye to eye. And Avada, that was a machlokes Hashem Shemaim. There's nothing personal about it. But at the end of the day, the Chofetz Chaim felt that, you know what, maybe Ramir Simcha felt a little bad. Maybe he thought that I was upset at him personally. Maybe there's something personal over here and I'm not machshavim. So the Chofetz Chaim wanted to go out of his way to show Ramir Simcha that I don't chas v'shalom have any tainus on you. There's nothing personal over here. We have two different dais about how to do something. Elu ve'elu, it's a machlokes Hashem Shemaim. And you shouldn't think, Chalila, that I have any tainus on you. And for that reason, he went out of his way. He did something which is uncharacteristic for him. He quoted a contemporary, he quoted a Ramir Simcha. It's not something he needed to quote. It's not a tam lahalacha, just another tam for a minig, to show Ramir Simcha that he's machshavim and he had no tainus in him whatsoever. That's the Messiah which was said over by the Mishpacha of the Chofetz Chaim. So it bothered me a little bit that if that's true, if that's what the Chofetz Chaim did, why did he do it dafka over here? Why dafka in Hilchas Shaifer? He could have quoted a vart from Ramir Simcha anywhere. Ramir Simcha has hundreds and thousands of vartlach, b'chol tar kula. He could have quoted anything from him. Why dafka vasapis over here in Hilchas Shaifer? Why you blow b'tzad yamin? Why is that the vart that he decided to quote from him? So that is not a kasha, but I just want to point out that lefi what we're saying over here, it could be there's a certain hashkacha over here, why he quoted this vart dafka over here. Because again, the way we're saying is that really, there was no machlekes chalila between, there was no personal machlekes between the Samech and the Chofetz Chaim. It was the Shem Shemayim, but it was something that could look like a machlekes. It's possible someone who was looking, a bystander, could think that maybe chalila there was some machlekes going on. So when it comes to Shaifer, as we mentioned, when it comes to Shaifer, you have to be extra makbid. There shouldn't even be a shemitz of a machlekes. It shouldn't even look like this chulugedeus. It has to be total achdus gemura, because it's with Shaifer, the Ramam l'Hashem. And to be Mamluch Hashem, there has to be total machlekes. So when it came to the mitzvah of Shaifer, and the Chofetz Chaim is writing about the mitzvah of Shaifer, he felt that this is the place where I have to show that I don't have any tainus chalila. It shouldn't even look like a machlekes. It's total achdus. And Mimeli went out of his way, dafkan hochet Shaifer, to quote a vart from Ramir Simcha, to show that there are no chilukideus, just like Rav Haggain said. And when it comes to Shaifer, we have to be super makbid, that there's not even a shamitz of a machlekes. It's total achdus gemura. And by doing that, by having full achdus, then we're able to be Mamluch Hashem the way we should.